Now, for those of you in the audience, that causes hilarity and a little bit of entertainment. For those here in the studio, it causes concern. Don't worry, everything's cool. I got it. I put the fire out. Everything's good. Let's talk a little bit about entertainment news, shall we? Let's lead off with, how about some birthdays for the celebs? Una Chaplin, 28-year-old. She plays Robb Stark's exotic wife on Game of Thrones. Also the granddaughter of Charlie Chaplin, 28 years old. Bar Raffaelli, of course, the Israeli model who used to date Leonardo DiCaprio, 29 years old. We are looking at Angelina Jolie. Now, I thought Angelina Jolie was older than this. Angelina Jolie is 39. I honestly thought she was in her 40s. I did. And I'm not, she just looks to me like she's a bit older than 39. Russell Brand is also 39. That dude always looks like he needs a shower. Noah Wiley from Dr. John Carter on ER and Falling Skies, etc. He is 43 years old. Horatio Sands from Saturday Night Live is 45. Al B. Shure, who did the song Night and Day, he is 46. And El DeBarge, the driving force behind DeBarge. El DeBarge, 53. You feeling old yet? How about Michelle Phillips? Mamas and the Papas? Michelle Phillips, 70. Bruce Dern, 78. And Dr. Ruth Westheimer, she is 86 years old. Dr. Ruth, 86 years old, and the second sexiest woman in the media, right behind Betty White. I'm sorry. I know some of you out there are like, oh! There's a rumor going around that Disney is thinking about relaunching the Indiana Jones movie series. I wouldn't mind seeing them do that. You know that Shia LaBeouf was in the last one. It looked the way they did the last one that he was obviously going to be the next Indiana Jones, right? The next one. No. It looks as if they may be going with Robert Pattinson. No.
He just has those sunken eyes and that vacant look.
Now, Robert Pattinson, correct me if I'm wrong, but he is of Twilight fame, yes?
Yes.
He is the scrawny, pale, sparkly vampire.
He should transition to zombie apocalypse movies immediately.
I agree with you. When I see Indiana Jones, do you want to see a scrawny, skinny, pale Indiana Jones?
If you were going to reboot the Indiana Jones franchise, get Vin Diesel to do it.
I don't know about Vin Diesel.
No,
but,
I don't know.
But somebody that's a little bit more rough and tumble. I mean, he looks as if he ran out of the cave with the boulder chasing him, if he slipped and fell, he would break something.
He'd be running not to get away. You'd see him on screen. He'd be running because he's scared, running like a little girl.
You know what? He would not be worried about the cannibals, because the cannibals would look at him and go,
right.
The
equivalent of a human chicken wing.
Yeah,
right.
We don't need it. Bradley Cooper was also in consideration. Shia LaBeouf is still kind of in there, but who knows? None of it is definite yet, but they're thinking about it.
I thought Shia LaBeouf was retiring after doing that movie where he was walking around naked.
Let me tell you something. All right? I know he is saying, I'm retiring out of the public eye. When there is a check with a lot of zeros in front of the decimal instead of behind it, that does have a tendency to change an actor's mind about being in the movies. I'm thinking. Tim McGraw. We don't talk about country music much, but Tim McGraw had a great story. He took the big leap in 1989. He opens up in a interview on Sunday's edition of Oprah's Masterclass. He says, in 1989, when he decided to go for it in music, he says, I sold everything, water skis, my shotguns, everything, and all the money that I had, I got on a Greyhound bus and headed for Nashville at 4 in the morning. I never looked back. He says, I knew that that's what I wanted to do no matter what happened. If I was going to be playing in a club and barely making my rent, or if I was going to be playing in front of 100,000 people, I didn't care. I was going to be playing music. How about that? And he goes on to say that he didn't really get a lot of grief from his parents. His parents were supportive of him.
You know, that's something that I like about Nashville, where our company now owns radio stations. It's a city of big dreams, and I kind of like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, I've got a friend of mine that tried it. He had a band. They had a couple record labels that were really looking at him hard. Moved the band to Nashville. Didn't pan out.
Even so, you wouldn't regret taking that shot. You would not want to be on a bar stool in front of a beer 50 years old saying, you know, I wish that, you know, way back when I did this.
I have always said this. I would rather be sitting on the front porch of the old folks' home realizing, wow, you see this scar here? Well, that happened from this. And, well, the sadness about this, or I got this, I got that. I never want to be sitting on the front porch of the old folks' home lamenting that I never tried. What would have happened if I had only gone for it? Great story. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Hold tight. Here comes Mr. Todd Starnes.